This is WSHU News. I'm Craig LaMolt. At least three people are believed dead after a small plane crashed into two houses in East Haven, Connecticut this morning. According to the town's mayor, Joseph Maturo, two children were inside one of the homes affected, with their mother, who escaped unharmed. He said the children's ages were around 13 and 1. The other home is unoccupied.
Both homes were fully involved when we pulled up. There appears to be one person in the airplane and two people who were in the home. Nobody has been recovered as of yet. Both part of the houses are fully destroyed.
Lori Hoffman is the manager of nearby Tweed, New Haven Airport. She says the plane was on approach to land there before it crashed.
All we know is that it missed the approach and continued on, and there were no distress calls. As far as we know, everything was operational on the airport. It was in communication with air traffic control.
Hoffman says she's unsure if the weather contributed to the crash. There were low clouds and stormy weather about the time it happened. The East Haven Fire Department says the fires were contained and extinguished in less than a half an hour. Tweed, New Haven has been closed since the accident. The National Transportation Safety Board is on the way to head the investigation. WSHU's Ebong Odama is on the scene of the accident right now.
I'm here with an eyewitness who lives about a block away from the accident. And your name, sir?
Edward Tracy.
And now, could you tell me exactly what happened this morning?
I heard a big loud noise, and I went out the door, and I looked out down the street, and I seen the house that went on fire.
It's about a block away. When you heard the crash, you walked up to the site.
Yeah.
What did you see?
I just seen the house was on flames.
So it was totally engulfed?
Yeah.
And how soon did the fire trucks get there?
They came pretty fast.
Now, how long have you lived here?
14 years.
Has there ever been a crash like this before?
Well, they had one years ago. It was right by the airport. The house got burnt down and everything.
That was East Haven resident Edward Tracy, who lives about a block away from the accident, speaking to WSHU's Ebong Odama.